Hello again, welcome to Look and See. Look and See is my place on the web where I publish a handful of photographs on a daily basis. I'm Gordon Smith and today's Monday, November the 22nd. Being a weekday, I didn't really get much time to adventure out and see what I could do photographically speaking. So it's a bitzer day. Weather-wise, bit cool for almost summer, 11 to 16 degrees Celsius. It's about 51 to 61 Fahrenheit. Pretty overcast day. Little bit of sunshine, but mostly cloudy and drizzly. We had about 10 millimeters of rain, 0.4 inches overnight. All is graciously received. So on with the photographs. The first one is a colourful flowering callistemon. The bottle brush because you can just imagine washing out the insides of bottles with brushes shaped like this. The photograph is not at all wonderful. It's more there for the colour than the content of some beautifully framed image. The difficulty I have is I could have spent more time fixing it, I guess, but depth of field is pretty poor. So the flowers on the left-hand side of the image are much sharper than those in the center and right. Low light, though, so I obviously had the aperture set for a good exposure, but didn't spend any time thinking about the depth of field. Oh well, back to the drawing board. The second photograph is of a bundle of leaves on the ground. Nope, it's not autumn. It's debris from a storm we had a little while ago. A lot of trees have lost branches or parts of branches like this, where the wind was moving them backwards and forwards. So even though at work there are some beautifully manicured lawns, the garden staff have yet to tidy up the aftermath of the storm. From looking at the photograph a little bit back, it almost looks like the leaves are arranged in a circle at the foot of the tree. Quite coincidental. Third photograph is meant to illustrate that I've missed out on lunch. Nobody to be seen, not a body. The outside eating area from this cafeteria is quite deserted. Not even people strolling around, killing time. And then the next three photographs reflect my trip home. I may get a little bit boring, but I just love the late afternoon sunshine, the colours that such low light brings. It softens and yellows, or in this case perhaps greens, up the landscape. So this fourth photograph is illustrating how green now the land is looking, having had a decent amount of rain over the past 6 weeks, and how dense the clouds are, and how lucky I was to have a little break in the clouds to have the sunshine through to take this photograph. Next photograph, the road upon which I'm travelling, looking east, and we have the thick grey clouds to the right-hand side of the photograph, and the bluer sky above on the left. At this immediate area the land is pretty flat, but it's not too far away to the right where the gorge country begins. And finally, tranquility. Green meadows, sheep are grazing, and puffy clouds overhead. I was actually intending the photograph to show mostly the clouds, because the clouds immediately above the trees in the background were almost in three dimensions, in that they were standing out in their own right in front of the sky. Something to do with the light on the edges of the clouds. Look as if somebody's holding them there on long bits of stick. Well, a little fanciful description there, but that's it for today. I'm Gordon Smith. Today, Monday, November the 22nd. If you'd like to send an email, the address is lookandsee@gmail.com. Thanks again for listening and for stopping by. Until we meet again, bye for now.